This is Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.
According to the New York Times, here's what our military leaders are debating today. Is it okay to manipulate information that we share with neutral and allied nations? In other words, should we lie to our friends as well as our foes?
Different audiences, different standards. Let's start with our enemies. I assume that these are nations that want to harm the U.S. Now, they should have no expectation of getting the truth from us if they're going to use the truth to hurt us. But deceiving neutral nations?
And allied nations.
Well, that's more ethically suspect. And considering that the whole world ends up getting whatever communication our nation sends to another, how do we make sure that only the bad guys get lied to? If our government seeks to lie to other nations, won't citizens hear those lies too and perhaps believe them as true?
Oh, that's a definite problem, especially for a democratic government. Another concern is that the U.S. gets exposed worldwide as a country that deliberately deceives other nations.
The bigger problem, ethically speaking, is what lying does to the credibility of our nation. How does anyone know when to trust that we're telling the truth?
So you claim that there are harms beyond the lies themselves. Okay, I'm with you, but what specific harms do you have in mind?
The primary harm is to the public trust. And that harm has long-term costs certainly greater than any short-term gain by a campaign of governmental misinformation.
We want the truth. Tell us at ethicallyspeaking.org. This show is a co-production of the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana and the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Support provided by the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. This is Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott. Music by Eric Hutchins.